You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Friday, February the 21st of 2025. The time is 9:07. Currently in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 4 degrees above zero. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to our YouTube page. Go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page on the site and be able to see a video stream of our show as well. Coming up here in the final hour of the work week, coming up at 9:21, we will be joined for our weekly visit with Paul Miklik. And then coming up in our final segment, our daily history lesson, look at some of the famous events that have occurred, take a look at some of the celebrity birthdays, special events, and of course, have our daily number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. And again, Ian, trying to avoid history. Never had a week where you've missed every single one. Today, you got to get it right.
I do, absolutely.
You get three choices based on the math. You should get one out of three right. But this week, you're 0 for 4. So, are you ready?
Today.
Are you ready? Are you gonna make sure that you get this one right?
I'm feeling pretty good about this. I'm going to make sure I do my best on this one.
And do you remember what the topic is?
Girl Scout cookies.
That is right. So we will have that final moments of the show at about 9:55. But first of all, very happy to welcome into studio the director of the DC Everest Band and Orchestra, Joseph Finnegan. And Mr. Finnegan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for inviting me here today.
As a DC Everest grad, it's always nice to bring in some DC Everest folks.
Yes.
I get some heat because I broadcast Wausau West Sports, and sometimes they'll say, "Oh, you know, I've got those dual loyalties." But proud grad of DCE, and glad to have you on board here because I tell you, this is it's going to be an incredible year, isn't it?
It's going to be a fantastic year. We're looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about what you're doing because you are going to be going to Ireland.
Correct.
The DC Everest Band is going to go to Ireland. First of all, when is this going to occur?
It's going to be in the spring of 26, and actually it's going to be in March because we'll be marching in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Ireland.
Perfect timing, right?
Yes.
But for a project like this, there has to be a lot of work done. And this is basically, in a lot of ways, the start of the process.
Yes, we have been working hard. We have some Packers concessions. We've been working hard at that with some kids. But we have a big event coming up on March 15th, Saturday, March 15th, called the Luck of the Irish Gala.
Perfect title for it because you do have to raise the funds. Because number one, how big is the band?
The band is grades 10 through 12. I have 80 kids.
So that is, again, it's quite a project, but there's also a lot of cost involved. But we were talking beforehand. You said that the district and the school really, you know, behind this and very excited about it as well.
Exactly. The school district is very supportive of all the music programs at Everest, and this is something above and beyond. So we have kids work hard to make ends meet to get there.
And one of the great aspects in terms of this fundraiser is that not only will people be doing a great thing for the students and everybody involved in the DC Evers Band, it's going to be a wonderful evening as well. Great entertainment, and I imagine a whole lot more. You said it, Luck of the Irish Gala coming up on March 15th at the DC Evers High School. For folks that go, what are they going to get?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, we're going to have the whole meal catered, and we have six businesses in our area that is going to be working on a portion of the Irish meal. For example, Red Eye will be there, Chow, Ford will be there with some beverages, and Old Reliable, Filling Station, Rib River, The Breakfast Bear, and Urban Bistro will all be taking part in this Irish event.
I got to ask you, you know, when I got your message, Joseph Finnegan.
Yes.
I imagine this is a dream come true for you.
It actually is. I am so excited. I have roots that go all the way back to Cork, Ireland, and that is actually where we're going to be marching in the town of Cork.
Have you been there before?
I have never been there before.
Have you been to Europe before?
I have been to Europe.
Okay.
Times.
Well,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, it's like it's and part of education, and I'm very fortunate to be able to be around kids with my work as well. It's more than just the classroom, and obviously that's the vital aspect, but to give these kind of experiences, I mean, it truly is priceless.
It really is. And you know, music being a universal language, it speaks to all cultures, all types of people, indifferently. And speaking of music, during this Irish gala, we'll have an Irish band. Seamus Fitzpatrick and the McNally Boys will be there.
Seamus has, again, perfect.
Yes. And I've asked them if they could, and they have a lot of Irish selections, if they could work up the piece called Finnegan's Wake, which is a kind of a funny story itself.
You are asking for a lot. What is that? What's the story?
Well, I see old Finnegan. He ends up going out and having a good time with his buddies, and he has a little too much beverage and ends up passing out. Well, they think he died. They have a wake in his honor, and during the wake, Finnegan wakes up. And they're so happy that he's awake, they start partying once again. In Irish tradition.
We are talking to Joseph Finnegan, the director of the DC Evers Band and Orchestra here on 98.9 WXCO, talking about the DC Evers Band heading to Ireland next spring. But Luck of the Irish Gala coming up on March the 15th at DC Evers. And in addition to that music, special performances by the DC Evers Band and Orchestra, right?
Correct. After the meal, there will actually be a free concert if you're not part of the meal, which is a ticketed event. Tickets can be picked up at DCEBookTix.com. After that, the bands will be performing some Irish traditional music, and we'll also have a silent raffle and a raffle ticket event going on. So we have lots of fun going on that night.
Talk a little bit about your bands and something you had mentioned as well, that you've been at DC Evers for a long time. In fact, this is sort of the icing on the cake for your experiences at DC Evers. And as I mentioned, I remember the band has always been a significant aspect of campus life at DC Evers. It's always been something that a lot of students have been getting involved in. In terms of the band, in your years there, have you seen how the kids have changed, how the music has changed? How have things changed over the years in terms of what you try to accomplish with the band?
Well, I feel like it's important to provide a balanced curriculum. So we're not just a marching band school, and we're not just a jazz school. We are music. Mm-hmm. So we work towards a quality concert program, quality jazz program, and a quality marching program. And on top of that, we have solo and ensemble tomorrow. We have that going on as well. A lot of kids working hard for that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But, you know, the kids, our last trip was to Pasadena with the Rose Bowl, and we got to do the Northwoods Marching Band, which involved a lot of kids from the North Central Wisconsin. And it was a great experience.
Let's get back again to this event, because I think it's important that if you're somebody that does want to, well, number one, support our youth in this area, number two, support music. And I think that is something, again, that is so wonderful. this does not happen without the support. And this is a wonderful way to show that support. And also, as we were talking about, just get some really great food, get really great entertainment. And again, is there anything that we're missing in terms of what that night is going to be like?
Well, there are a lot of community support for this. There's a lot of community support. The Whiskey Foundation is one of our primary sponsors, but we also have other good sponsors like the Green Bay Packaging and Brainerd and Helke Funeral Homes, Merrill Steel and Wausau Supply, as well as the Fenway Group is another that has been a big supporter of our program, as well as many others. So these things just kind of line up and help us do what we do.
Absolutely. And again, it just looks like a wonderful way to kind of launch the fundraising campaign and to make sure that this incredible event goes smoothly. Because I imagine that there's got to be a little bit of stress involved in putting together a project like this.
You know, there's a little bit, but I have the best band booster group parents behind this thing, and they are working tirelessly. I have one mom that has made it her goal to get 100 gift cards to give away at this, and she's up to 60, so she's on her way. But so many other parents have stepped up and done some wonderful things to help out with this night.
When did the seeds for this begin for you?
Oh, my goodness. My brother, older brother Jim, did this in Missouri for an event about 18 years ago. So I've been putting this on the back burner for so many years. And finally, I was like, you know, I think it's time to pull the trigger on this and give it a try.
By the way, if folks, you know, obviously they can go to this terrific event, again, Luck of the Irish Gala on March 15th. But if they were just interested in helping generally, making a donation for this incredibly important, I think, trip for the students at DC Everest in the band, is there a way they can do that as well?
Absolutely. We are collecting donations all the time at DC Everest Band Program. We also have a Facebook page, DCE Band, which is another great resource to go in and see what's going on.
All right, let's get the general information. We got about a minute to go. Again,
sure.
On Saturday, March the 15th, Luck of the Irish Gala. Again, what will folks get at this wonderful event?
They're going to get a great Irish meal from a lot of local restaurants, stepping up with their chefs to create, you know, your bangers and mash, your corned beef and cabbage, your Irish stew, your shepherd's pie. There's so much that's going to happen that evening, along with Seamus Fitzpatrick and the McNally Boys singing along. And we're giving away prizes all night long, too. So it's possible that some people could win every half an hour a monetary prize.
So the night kicks off at 4:30 p.m., goes through all that wonderful food and the Irish music from Seamus Fitzpatrick and the McNally Boys. But I also want to remind folks that those two free concerts begin 6:15, doors open,
yep.
And everyone is invited to join there as well. Even if you don't go to the dinner and the gala itself, go and see these incredibly talented young people. And hopefully it's a wonderful evening. And as this process continues, hope you'll come back and anything else that comes up in the future as well.
Thank you very much. Again, the tickets are at DCEBookTix.com.
And we will put a link on our show page as well when we put up this as a podcast. The time is 9:18. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
We'll be.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, James, thanks to Joseph Finnegan, DCFS Band and Orchestra Director. And again, if you have an opportunity, get more information, get those tickets to the Luck of the Irish Gala. Great night to launch the fundraising activities as the DCFS Band is heading to Ireland. Continuing to bring in the folks involved in our area schools. Man, that's with us on Fridays, Mr. Paul Micklick. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. It's great to be Friday. And I got to say, it is. I don't know, because I know that you're very busy this time of year as well. I mean, lots of sporting events going on at Newman. I can't remember a winter that's been more busy in terms of always having games on Mondays and Saturdays. And I am just thrilled that I don't have a game tomorrow. Normally, I want a game, but it's like I'm ready to have a full weekend of resting my voice.
Yeah. You got a game tonight.
I do have a game tonight.
So you got full Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, Fridays have always been.
Correct.
But Saturdays used to be not quite as busy, and Mondays used to be not quite as busy as they are these days. Because now, it used to be 20 games in a season for the winter sports, for basketball and hockey. Now it's 24, so you got to fill in more games.
Yeah, and the officials and things like that. So they kind of
spread it out. That's
probably
as much as anything, right?
Yeah, they spread it out. And with the non-conference games, like you just said, adding those four, sometimes the trips are a little longer, right? So you got to go Saturdays and for yourself and things like that. And Mondays get eaten up by that then. It's definitely different.
And you guys making me work on Monday. I might come over there and visit Newman and see the boys in action against those Assumption Royals. And senior night, I think it is.
Yeah.
And I want to be over there for that one. That's a good one.
We're going to do the boys and girls that night with senior night. We unfortunately had our game, obviously, on Tuesday.
Oh, the girls are playing too?
No, they're not. Oh. But we're just honoring her on that night. Unfortunately, we lost our game that night.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Generally, things going well. Oh, I should have mentioned this week. Was it this week that they announced the squads for the All-Star game, the high school football All-Star game? That's always sort of the launch to a new year. We always fun to go over to Oshkosh, see that game in mid-July. And you are the head coach this year for the eight-player. Is it the North or the South?
South.
Never know with Newman, because sometimes they'll be in the North, sometimes they'll be in the South.
And most likely we'll be back in the North.
And also, every time, whether it's the North or the South, wherever Micklick is, they win.
Yeah, you're going to jinx it.
But you're a coach, and you got some kids involved as well, right?
Yeah, we got a couple from our team, and Evan Greening and Carson Rice, and so we're excited to have them. And obviously, Coach Thorpe is... Carl Thorpe will be defense coordinator, so trying to step back a little bit myself and just enjoy the process and putting stuff together. So I will just be, I'm just going to be throwing the flag. There's a red flag or the throw out there or what.
I heard a story last night, in fact. I was over doing a hockey game, and after the game we were just hanging out with the coach in the coach's room. And B.J. Brandt is the coach of Wausau West Hockey, and his brother used to be an assistant coach over at St. Norbert. And he worked the sidelines for Packer games back a number of years ago. And remember that NFC Championship game during COVID when the Tampa Bay came, or the NFC? Yeah, it was a championship game when Tampa came to town.
Yep.
And he was on one of the – he would be on one sideline for the first half and the second half of the other sideline. And he was talking about – apparently he was telling his brother that the only thing that Bruce Arians did that day was scream at the officials, because he wasn't doing anything else. He was not involved in the play calling. He was not involved in anything else. All he did was spend his day screaming at the officials. So that can be your role. Uh-huh.
He won that game, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So apparently,
apparently he knows what he's doing.
Good delegator. Good delegator. Yes,
that's
and by
part
the way,
of the process.
I saw that this week Luke Fickell got an extension with a little raise. I imagine that after all the work that you've done, they roll over your contract every year just like that as well. Well, that's standard operating procedure at Wisconsin.
It is,
but at the same time, it's kind of a it's an odd look that just raises eyebrows, I think, for people that may not be aware of that.
Correct. And if you want to talk about, it's just odd, because you're talking about probably the highest paid
person. Yeah, or you're giving another $100,000 here.
it's kind of comical.
It is. But at the on the other end, what they're going to say, I imagine, is, well, the recruits have to know that the coach is going to be here. even though those contracts don't mean anything.
How long? I mean, it was like,
now it's 2031. I think it was only 2030. I think the kids would have realized, hey, he's probably being around here for a few years.
If they're 5-7 next year, Luke Fickell will not make it to 2026. So, I mean, that it's kind of foolish. I mean, that's why I think it's, I understand they're saying it's for the recruits, but let's not sit here and say
by the
that.
Way, by the way, next time that you hear somebody in the Wisconsin Athletic Department say they don't have money for something, remember this.
Yes. When it is the throw over, and I don't know exactly how much they get or if they get any of it or if it's all a show. I mean, so that means if they fire him today,
it's going to be a lot of money.
That they're getting that contract they put on there, he's getting that, right?
Well, I know there's always a buyout or something. I mean, I don't know how it works, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
Correct.
I think
either
some
I. That's
some of
I'm
these contracts, remember when Jimbo Fisher got fired, there was a buyout. It wasn't really like the contract. It was a buyout. So I think there's a buyout.
But it was like a $75 million
buyout. Right. But every year, the buyout changes. It gets like a little bit lower. But at the same, but it's, I can imagine that when Luke Fickell took the job a couple of years ago, there's a pretty big buyout in there.
So somebody's going to be spending some money that we could be spending somewhere else.
It's usually the rich boosters.
Do you? Because we don't want to go there. I don't see Luke Fickell being there. This is a key year.
We're going to take a timeout. Hey, we're going to talk some baseball. Brewers have their first exhibitions this weekend. So we'll talk a little baseball. Talk about both the Badgers and Marquette. The Bucks. Bobby out for a little while. I mean, a lot to talk about. So we'll get into that coming up after an information update. 9:29 is the time. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Let's start with the Bucks because they were just back in action last night. That was a good win. Good L.A. Clippers team. They had lost Bobby Portis, and we'll talk about this in a moment. But it was a good balanced attack for Milwaukee. A good way to start off after All-Star break. And I think a little bit of evidence that maybe you have been correct in terms of liking some of the moves the Bucks have made.
There's definitely a different energy to them. I mean, just watch the eye test. I mean, it's now they did have a little slump in there. Lillard didn't play well, but they had a slump there at the start of the third quarter, and they got outscored by like 16, I think, in the third quarter. But the first half, there was a good flow to it. The fourth quarter, a good flow to it. And the guy that kept him in it at the end of the third quarter, Porter, that's his facts. He kept him in it. He had 11, I think, the last nine points of the quarter. And we're talking, there are some good moves. And he's a backup point guard that brings something. I know you don't like him, but that's just facts.
I don't like his record as a human being. I am not saying that he's not able to help him, but at the same time, I am not going to put my head in the sand and pretend that because they wear the right laundry, they're wonderful human beings either.
Well, yeah, that could be said in a lot of that could be said from a lot of levels. So you're opening a can of worms.
I know. But I think I'm pretty consistent on that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
And believe me, folks, if I'm not consistent, there's one person that is always willing to point it out to me when I'm not consistent.
Yeah.
Believe me, I can't hide it because I will be told by this person that, hey, you're being hypocritical here, and
we just like to keep people on their toes.
And
but
obviously I think in terms of the basketball aspect, they are much better with him on the roster.
It gives him a backup point guard. And yes. If he does what he did last night, he can play some defense against Harden. Yeah, he played defense again. Kuz will be – he's not going to be the he's not the third guy. What he is he's a good – he's a real good fit for what they're trying to do, getting a little younger, getting a little length in there, especially now with Portis being out. Sellers played quite a bit more. And I think he had 17 minutes last night, and he really didn't do anything. But he's there.
Yeah.
He's there, I guess, for Portis to spot.
I can already see his tombstone. He was there.
Well, he had 17 minutes. He had 2 rebounds. That was it.
He was there.
That was there. He was there.
He filled a spot.
A couple times Giannis told him to get out of the way, and then Giannis took it to the hole. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not.
No, I know.
I'm dead serious. But Giannis, he had a big spark at the start of the fourth quarter.
That kind of opens up the question, how bad will this hurt the Bucks having Portis out for 25 games? So that means he'll be back for like the last 4 games of the season. Number one, I think this is an example being made of him, because apparently this violation was a fairly new one. And it's like, when you look at it, you say, 25 games, he must have killed somebody. I mean, it's like yeah. I mean, that is just, it seems ridiculous from the outside based on what's been said.
I think it is ridiculous. I think they're trying to, you're right. I think they're trying to show, I mean, people get a lot less for doing a lot more than that.
I mean, they get a lot less, again, for some of the,
yes.
the violence aspect.
Yes, and they get nothing. They get 5 games, 10 games, whatever, and this is 25. And the way it sounds, he admitted that it was a mistake. And I'll be honest with you. His assistant. I mean, that it's a T word. It's a, you know what I mean? It's not like it's a total
it just seems
scam.
Like, it seems
you know
like,
what I mean?
He's like, 5 games, maybe 10 at the outside, but 25 games, that is like 30% of the season. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And I mean, I don't think it was, from what I'm gathering, the drug is not to make them...
performance enhancing. Not performance
enhancing. It's not performance enhancing.
Right.
Yes, correct. That's what I mean.
It's healing.
It's healing, which is a big deal. I mean, Brooke Lopez must take that, because I don't know how that guy... Just think, he's 37 years old?
He's like the Energizer Bunny, just keeps going at this very good level.
It's just amazing that I could see somebody like that having to take that, because I don't know how he comes back from playing last night.
But don't give the NBA any ideas.
I'm just saying that as like, this was an honest mistake, and we probably can't say that too often when it comes to sports, but why?
And I thought I was cynical.
Yeah, well, I mean, realistic.
You're cynical there, but boy, tears for the owner of the billionaires, but no, continue.
I'm realistic. I feel bad for Portis, and I feel bad for the Bucks. I mean, and to come out there and play last night.
But at least he'll be back.
At least.
But no, at least he'll be back for 4 games to get hopefully back into the rhythm before the playoffs start.
I mean, from what I gather, though, he's not allowed around the team or in that training center. So, you know, who's taking care of him for the next, it's got to be 2 months, right?
Well, you can send yourself down there. You can take care of him for 2 months.
Well, I can just see Bobby going down to, you know, Arkansas and not
eating a lot of barbecue.
No, I'm just because he goes home. You know, I would assume that's where he would go. I don't know. And he's not around. I don't know how that goes.
You're worried about that.
I mean, my whole point being is that you're worried that is 4 games going to be good enough.
Marquette number 16 tonight against Villanova, and Badgers number 11, Oregon tomorrow. Man. And that was a good win against Illinois. I know Illinois is kind of a little bit under the weather, but that had been a thorn in the side for the Badgers, but they lost 9 in a row. And again in the 90s. What world are we living in here?
Yes, and then I think they had as many 90-point games in the last 30 years of this year or something like that. Some crazy thing.
This is insane.
Who's
in that uniform? Who's in that laundry?
Yeah. Well, so, you probably want a great guard. I did not. Yeah, I think a little bit you did. I just remember this guy.
No. You just remember that I was not happy with the way he got the job. I've not been unhappy, and I was not one of those people that was saying guard out. Give me him. Let's have facts.
Well, you're a man that how he got the job, and all I know is he's getting the job done.
Yes, he is.
He's doing something that Luke Fickell can't. keep that program where it's supposed to be, and doing it with and guys a, that with three stars.
And it's a good thing he is, because the way that VAD was going, he would have been out.
100%.
Absolutely.
I think if he has a year that Fickle has,
oh, he would have been gone. He would have been gone.
And you know, Tanji, I was just reading a story that he was like on the B team as a freshman in high school and things like that. I mean, these guys are playing with three stars. Illinois is sick, whatever. You can sit there in Indiana, whatever the case might be. But they're going against guys that are four stars, five stars with three-star guys. And they're doing a tremendous job of how to play.
Like Sully with these five stars, four stars. I mean, that's all. I mean, who anybody can put out a frick. I shouldn't watch my language. I mean, come on. That's make believe stuff.
Well, did Tanji, how many other offers did he have?
No, but I mean, I don't want to hear that again. I mean, yes, Badgers are doing well, but don't slam the other schools because they got four stars. Come on. They won the games.
No, I'm not slamming that. I'm complimenting the Badgers.
Okay, yes. But you're also saying, well, those guys are better. I mean, come on. They're not better.
No, I never said they're better. I said they're stars.
Why were you saying? But what does it mean?
It means that those stars mean nothing, just like exactly what you're saying.
There you go.
I'm just getting at.
Well, but why mention it?
Well, that's where I was going to. Okay. You cut me off before I was going
Continue.
So, Greg Gard's doing it with it doesn't matter what that the stars are and things like that. They're playing good basketball. They're moving the ball. Tanji had some shots on Tuesday night that, I mean, I'm talking they're legit shots. That step back three, he had two of them that were, you're like, what is he doing? And he's been making them all year. He takes the ball hard to the hole. Blackwell takes the ball. He's got a good little fadeaway over there. Crowell was dominant down low. Winter was good. He can shoot or he can play down low. I mean, they got a balanced attack and they're playing defense. And Klesmet didn't even do anything really on they have weapons that are a glory. And I've said this, the eye test from they're going to be able to make it through the first weekend. And that's the eye test.
And what about Marquette? Did they settle things down again after that three-game losing streak?
I don't think they're not going to make it through the first weekend. They're going to have – tonight's game I think will show if they – what they can – can do. I mean, they haven't passed the eye test recently, and even in those wins, they
beat DePaul.
Only buddy that couldn't beat is a Wojo, and actually, weren't we going to find out where Wojo is? We're leading to that, but I mean, DePaul. Where's Wojo?
Where is Wojo?
Where is Wojo? Because he's dropped off the map, but I don't think they're at the level they need to be at. They got to go and beat a good Villanova team on the road. I shouldn't say good. An average, just above average Villanova team on the road.
Wojo is currently the head coach of the Salt Lake City Stars of the NBA G League.
What's their record?
He's still getting that sweet Marquette money. So,
and he's in Salt Lake, and he's just having a good old time. Just having a good old time in the G League.
And let's talk Mark Antanasio and the Brewers, because they do get underway this weekend. But this week, a couple of stories, one in The Athletic, one on CBSSports.com, basically saying that if the Brewers take a step back this year, really the one person to look at is Mark Antanasio. And, in fact, he's been asking them to cut back even more, according to the stories I've been reading. And Arnold did not trade a couple of the other players he wanted to cut salary for.
They went out?
Let me pull it up. But
none of those guys are making that much money.
Well, he wanted to cut more. They're the ninth in attendance, and their payroll continues to lag way behind. Are you okay with the way that Antanasio is going about things?
I mean, you like the. I mean, like Miley. Why wouldn't we have picked him up just for?
He was begging to come back.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain times that you kind of question, but you know, if I'm going to sit there and watch the Brewers and I'm going to look at their minor league program and I'm going to see what they're going to do and you're going to follow, you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do? And we can sit here and complain about it, or you can watch and try to enjoy it as much as possible. Are the wheels going to fall off sooner or later? I think so, because I think you only can keep on doing that for so long. But The GMs have been doing a great job and putting pieces together. I did feel that Yelich this week was talking about it a lot. You know, if he wants to give his contract up, he can do that too, I'm sure.
Wait, no. I'm going to jump on that. Basically, everybody should play for nothing because Mark Antanasio is a cheapskate. That's what you're saying. Oh, so Yelich, who signed an under-market value contract, remember when he did it, should be giving back money because Mark Antanasio, billionaire owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, needs a little bit more money.
No, that's not why.
Because he's got a $500 million from the state of Wisconsin. He's got a top 10 attendance, but poor Mark Antanasio must be losing money. Give me a break.
Tell me how you're really feeling.
Garbage. When he says they're struggling to break even, that's garbage. If that's true, open your books, Mark. Nobody's stopping you from opening your books. And I'm not gonna fall for a billionaire's lies, and he's lying to us.
Yeah, I mean they gotta go play baseball though. They gotta go play, and it'll be proof of being the pudding. I'll tell you this right now, and I said this
he's
last year.
He's the luckiest man in the world.
They are lucky.
He's had good baseball people around him.
Yep, he is lucky.
And I will give him credit. He obviously
put him there,
hired him, so I will give him credit there. But this idea that Mark Antanasio is struggling, give me a break. Cry me a river.
Ugh. So you like Mark, is what you're saying. You're a big fan of him.
I'm not a big fan of lying.
I mean, did they make the playoffs 6 of the last 7 years?
Yes.
Interesting.
What
are they doing in the 80s and 90s?
Bud Selig was a terrible owner. Terrible.
So and Mark's better than him?
I guess so. He's hiring better people, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So you're a big fan?
I've never said I was a big fan.
Are you a big fan?
I'm saying he's lucky.
Are you a big fan?
No.
Okay.
So why? He's lucky. And the wheels will fall off. And when the wheels do fall off, watch out.
I would think you'd be protesting in front of American Family Field.
No,
Wade Miley, he was your guy. I'll get a ticket.
But
he's your guy.
When nobody's
he's
in there,
your guy.
I'll get some free tickets.
You gonna root for Wade with the Reds?
Wade, I'm telling you, he's gonna be fine.
He's gonna be great.
He is gonna be great. And that was a big mistake.
Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today is February the 21st of 2025, day number 52 of this year. There are 313 days remaining in the year 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 1878, the first telephone directory consisting of a single page was issued. It covered 50 subscribers in New Haven, Connecticut. On this date in 1885, the newly completed Washington Monument was dedicated. On this date in 1948, NASCAR was incorporated. On this date in 1958, Gerald Holtom designed and completed the peace symbol, commissioned by the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament in protest against the Atomic Weapons Research Establishment. On this date in 2011, a professor from New York University had an experimental life-blogging camera removed from his head after his immune system rejected the implant. On this date in 2017, concerned over the impact of Donald Trump's presidency on science, stress balls with the message "Stay calm and research" were sent to U.S. scientists by researchers in the U.K. And on this date in 2019, Lunar Library, a 30-million-page library of books, data, images, and a copy of Wikipedia, was launched to the moon aboard an Israeli lander. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays. Actor Tyne Daly of Cagney and Lacey fame, 79 years old today. Anthony Daniels. You know who Anthony Daniels is? I would think you would.
Name sounds familiar. I'm about to see his face. Just make
sure. C-3PO in the Star Wars
film. I
knew
films. It sounded familiar. Shame on me.
William Peterson of CSI is 72. Kelsey Grammer is 70. Jennifer Love Hewitt turns 46. Ashley Green of Twilight is 38. Elliot Page is 38. Sophie Turner of Game of Thrones, 29 years old. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Grain Free Day. It is Sticky Bun Day. It is Single Tasking Day. Kombucha?
Kombucha. I believe that's the drink.
Kombucha Day. All right. It is time.
It's a moment of
big day.
Very big day.
Number for the day quiz. Oof. Ian has never had a week where he's had zero right.
I'm hoping to keep it that way.
So today is the day. He is 0 for 4 this week. Can he get it right here today?
Oh, my goodness. Girl Scout cookies is the topic for today.
Yep. All right. Our number for the day is...
Okay.
The pounds of chocolate coating used by the Girl Scouts for their cookies.
Pounds of chocolate coating used for the cookies. Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 4,500 pounds.
Okay.
47,000 pounds. 475,000 pounds.
Okay, so
these are all the Girl Scout cookies. All of them.
All the Girl Scout cookies.
All of them. Pounds of chocolate coating used for the by the Girl Scouts for their cookies.
And what are my choices?
4,700 pounds. 4,700 pounds. 47,000 pounds. 475,000 pounds.
You know, I'm just going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say 475,000 pounds. I'm going with C. It's my final answer. I'm not changing it. I'm walking it in. This is all the Girl Scout cookies. I'm taking a logical guess here.
All right. Pounds of chocolate coating used by the Girl Scouts for their cookies. The correct answer is 475,000.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, dodged it.
Yeah. Just barely. Oh, my
God. All right.
I am so happy I didn't have a 0 out of 5 week. So hopefully I can come back next week and start off strong.
That's right. We got to get you going early in the week. It tends to be, when you get going early in the week, you tend to take that momentum. When you start off slowly, it tends to go the other way.
Yeah. Gotta build that momentum at the start of the week. But
the sun is shining. The temperatures are going to warm.
Going into the weekend.
And you got it right on the number for the day quiz to end the week. So
feels pretty good.
All right. Well, Ian, have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a good week and enjoy the beautiful temperatures.
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight, we have high school boys basketball marathon at Assumption. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the tip. Coming up next, Matinere on Air. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Join us again Monday morning, 8 till 10 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.